Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hej, du lyssnar på Medicine Woman Podcast. Jag heter Annika Panotski.
Och jag heter Åsa Steis. Vårt mission med den här podden är att guida dig tillbaka till din egna kraft.
Vi pratar här om shamanism, djup spiritualitet och ger dig verktyg till hur du kan vara din egna healer.
Den här podden är för dig och vi gör den här inre resan tillsammans. Nu kör vi igång veckans avsnitt.
Hej och välkomna till ett nytt avsnitt av Medicine Woman Podcast. Och idag så har vi en väldigt nära vän till oss med här, Beatrice Soto. So Beatrice, welcome. So nice to finally have you here. We've been talking about this so many times. Now you're here. So how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited to be here because it's like you said, every time we have a conversation, it feels like this should be recorded because I know that it happens so much that when we are going through something, it's the collective and it's our circle of women and the collective, especially the women that we're serving and the people close to us, that I feel like we're all moving in that same cycle. So it's always so exciting when we have a conversation. It's like I'm moving through the same but in a different shape, in a different form. So I'm happy.
Yeah. So happy you're here, Beatrice. Thank you. And I should also say we're on Zoom today. We're meeting on Zoom. So I hope everyone can hear us well. We're all in our different places but together.
And in English.
So it's good practice for us.
Yeah. Yeah, and Beatrice, I mean, we've been friends for so many years now. And when I had the center, you were there and we've been having ceremonies together and like watching each other along the way develop different techniques. And so it's so nice to see where you are at now. And we've been talking so much about this new moon and the energy around it. And we said here before that this new moon it's like half-half, like releasing the old programs. It's always about that, it feels like. But it's also really like bringing in that dream into material form, into manifestation. And that is also what you always say about new moon, but this time I really feel that it's here. How do you guys feel about the new moon?
Yeah, I feel like this new moon has been preparing me in terms of asking me for new patterns to be created. I definitely feel like there's been an invitation of life showing me that there will be a shift the moment that I commit to patterns that are more supporting my system to hold my dreams. So it really comes from a place of embodiment and from a place of really looking at what are the things and the routines that I'm having in my life and asking myself to revisit and reconsider and re-choose. Like you mentioned, it's it's I'm navigating like a moment in life where there is a question of recommitting to this agreement that we made with life coming here.
That's really super exciting. And also, I must say, in terms of letting go, I, as you can hear, I have a really bad cold and I really want to let go of my cold. Yeah, I hope you guys can hear me all right anyway. But also, it's funny, Annika, because, you know, I've been pulling these cards about renewal, which has been a massive thing for me recently. So it's exciting to feel like I'm moving into a little bit like you guys are saying, this a new phase, or there's some sort of excitement that's really building. And I'm really keen to see what's going to happen with that. And I'm really keen to also get into, you know, after the winter solstice, maybe the next year as well, like everything that we'll be working with. I don't know, this really an excitement building up. That's how I'd say it.
And I also feel that a lot of things, because I was like thinking yesterday, looking back at the life, and like a lot of things have already manifested. But what I also could feel is like those old patterns really want to come in, like into the mind, and bring the fear. And like, oh, what if it will be the same? What if it's, you know, a repeating pattern? Or so it's more the headspace and the fear that are playing tricks, but it's really to commit to that new pattern and new dream and really like standing firm in that. For me, at least, it's what's up.
Yeah, there's always so much going on about the, there's always that little creepy fear, isn't there, that is almost like waiting to get some space and to sneak in. I like that you bring that up, Annika, because I think it's also what makes us humans, is we have that little fear, and then we can do something about it. But anyway, let's get to Beatrice. Beatrice, we have you here, so we want to ask you loads and loads of questions. But please tell us a little bit about yourself at first, about who you are. And, you know, we're speaking English now. I know you speak some Swedish as well, but yeah, tell us about you.
So I come originally from Argentina. I was born and raised in Ecuador, but my parents and my ancestors are from Argentina and from Italy, going the way back. But I came to Sweden like 9 years ago because I met my husband traveling. And so every Swede comes back home at some point. So he brought me here, and it was really, I always say that Sweden was like my big initiator. And if it wasn't for me experiencing this kind of energy in this place, I don't think I would be where I am right now in the level of depth of self-discovery. I think because Sweden has this very intense polarity of navigating through the seasons, it led me to move in that way. So from a real ecstatic place to a real profound darkness. And in the first years here, I really was considering leaving. I felt really disconnected from everything outside of me. I couldn't find anything that I resonated with. And so I feel like Sweden really invited me. This place, the people, the culture, the community, the subconscious collective invited me to a place where if I want to find my home here, I need to find that first within. And something that I realized about how my energy works, and if we look at astrology and my gene keys and all my energy system, something that brings a lot of life to me is the sun. And there is such a lack of sun here. But it's so interesting because my essence is very alive and it's very fiery. And so I was invited to activate that within me if I'm going to survive here.
You guys can't see this, but I'm like really nodding like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm like, yes.
Yeah. It's so true, Beatrice. It's funny how maybe sometimes it takes someone to come here from another country, a hot country, to make us realize this, because I've also been through the whole, what to do with all this darkness? Like, how can I deal with that? But you're right. It has to do with something inside of you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that every expression of nature is mirroring a possibility within you, it's mirroring a space of potentiality, and it's up to us to take that invitation and to choose what we're going to do with that opportunity. And so the darkness for me was an opportunity. And every expression of nature will invite you into discovering something new within yourself. It's just a matter of how you are positioned in that moment. Where is your positioning, your physical, your mental, your emotional? Where is your perspective in seeing that and receiving that? That can make or break a situation. That can make or break a reality.
And Beatrice, we've been working so much with the heart energy. I mean, we've been having cacao ceremonies together and really being in that space for several years. But now it's so funny because you moved to more throat chakra, and I feel that it's so connected with the heart chakra, because it's about like when you open that heart to that truth within and really stepping into, you know, your essence. So how do you work with throat chakra and really being able to stand in that truth no matter what going on the outside? And I know you are doing some voice activation, and can't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Thank you for inviting this question. I feel like when we talk about these chakras and these spaces in our bodies, we think that the voice and the throat chakra is just about the voice. But what I've come to discover in this journey, because if you really look at when I began this work, I began working with this, but from a different perspective. And so the journey has been actually journeying through all of the chakras and coming to understand the subtleties of all the chakras, to understand what the vocal chakra really is here for. But in order for that to happen, I had to first develop my solar plexus a lot, because this was, again, that fire within, that passion within, and then move it up to the heart. And it was in the heart where I could really find compassion and forgiveness for my process and for whatever I was moving. And then I was able to bring it up to the throat. So we can't work with the throat disconnected from the other chakras in the body. And I feel like really being able to stand for a truth no matter what requires a deep journey of discovering what that truth is. But a lot of us haven't allowed ourselves the spaciousness and the work, because it really requires a lot of commitment to be in this journey of untethering energetics and removing illusions and removing stories from our system to really find that truth. And so I feel like for me, when I really discovered my true values and what I'm truly here for and what really moves me and what I'm really passionate about and what really activates me and what I'm here for, which can take many forms. It's not like I'm here for this and then it will only be through this path. It can take many forms, but I know at the core what the intention is. And it's been connecting to that that allows me to know no matter what happens outside, I'm not going to be moved from this. But it takes knowing. it requires a journey within to really know what are you standing for. Because if we don't know what we're standing for, we can be taken here, we can be taken there by the environment, by people, by opinions, by fear, by that mental fear. That mental fear can take us to these places. But if we're really grounded in our core, in our solar plexus, in our heart, we can really be grounded in that center. But we've got to get to know it first, get to discover it first. And it's a journey.
It really is a journey. And it's so important to start from, like you say, start from the root, like take it step by step, you know, just like unveil yourself, because it can sound pretty hard, like find your truth. It sounds so big, instead of like, let it be a journey and like piece by piece, get to know yourself for real. Like, who am I for real in this value, in like without all of the patterns and without the fear? So it is a journey. What were you saying, Åsa?
I was going to ask you, Beatrice, what does that, in terms of the voice activation and the work that you do with throat chakra, what does that actually entail? Like, what does that look like, or what do you do?
Yeah, I love that you asked this question. I feel like at the base of everything that we are doing as humans in the world, the spiritual journey is a spiritual journey of the body. There is no spiritual journey without the body, because the body is actually the tool for the spirit to experience and explore life. And I feel like that's what we are here to do, to explore life and explore our essence in life, whatever that may look like. But so it really is working with activating the voice. It goes to the basics of embodiment practice. We have got to learn how to be in our body. And we have got to learn how to hold emotions, which is just energy, which is just information. We have got to learn how to hold this energy in our body. So at the basics of exploring our truth, you know, when we're talking about truth, Annika, you were saying it feels so big and it feels so unreachable. But because we've made our truth be something like this thing, it's the truth is this thing, and it's unmovable and it's unchangeable and it's my mission and I need to find it. But for me, when I talk about truth, I talk about the basics of what is true for you in this moment. But what is true for you, a lot of times we don't realize that we think it's what we believe in, but actually what we believe in is learned. What we believe in is past experiences. What we believe in is conditionings. So what we've got to do is we've got to move away from the mind and move away from those stories and anchor back into the heart and anchor back into our womb and really tune into what is true for your body in this moment. What is true for your heart in this moment? And when we start to allow that, then we can start to slowly discover the truth of our essence, the truth of that voice that wants to come alive. But in order for that, we've got to go back to the body. So a lot of the work that I do is based on embodiment, being able to be in your body, which at the basics is being able to learn how to feel, learn how to hold emotions in your body.
Wow, sounds amazing. But do you also, like, when you actually let it out, I mean, are you like singing or are you chanting or what does it sound like?
Yeah, it can be many different things, because the voice is actually, again, not just our voice. Our voice mm-hmm. is everything that we are feeling in the moment. So it can start from chanting, because chanting creates a vibration in your body. First of all, the repetition of chanting gets you into an altered state of consciousness. So it can take you away from the conscious mind of the thoughts and the anxiety of thinking, what am I missing? What am I not doing? What? So it takes, chanting takes you away from the mind and gets you into the body, and it starts to resonate in the body. But if you really allow yourself to anchor that fully into your body, the chanting becomes physical movement. And then that physical movement comes into a new sensation, and that new sensation can be expressed into a melody or into words or into... So it takes the shape and the journey that you allow it. A big piece of this work is allowing. Allowing without judgment, allowing. So I don't work specifically with, let's start to sing right now, because there's a lot of judgment around singing. So it starts with sound. Because sound is the vibration, it's the tone. So it starts with sound.
Yeah, so many women that I work with, they're just afraid to making sounds. I mean, to just hear their own like noise or sound or, you know, something coming out that is not singing, and how much shame it can be around that part. That's so interesting. Because it's also how we've been programmed to, you know, hush down or don't be too loud, do as everyone else, or whatever program you have from your childhood, right?
Yeah. I just have to say, sorry, that really reminds me. I've done training, like fitness training. I've been a fitness training instructor since forever. And one really difficult thing was always to get people to answer, like, you know, you ask a question to the group and everyone is quiet. And it's like nobody wants to hear their voice in that group setting. It's, you know, to after a while, you can get people to make some noise, but it's very, very difficult.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Like, more difficult than you think. And I think it has to do with exactly what you were saying, Annika. But what do you think, Beatrice? Why is it hard for us to kind of let the sound out?
Yeah, there are, I would say, three main parts to this. One is what Annika was saying. It's this pattern and trauma that we have, that at some point we weren't allowed to express, especially as women. I remember when I was a child, I was in a very authentic expression, just laughing out loud and like talking loud in class. And I remember a teacher said to me, and I have this marked because it's a traumatic event. I remember my teacher said, "You can't laugh like that. Women, like feminine women, can't laugh like that." And that just marked me. And so every time I'm very expressive, as you can see through the video, I am very expressive. And so when somebody tells you not to do it, it shrinks you down and it creates this sense of insecurity. And so you start to lose that piece of yourself. And this is when we start creating shadows and we start to disassociate ourselves from our essence. We create a disconnection because we believe that we're not accepted in this world. We're not loved in this world if we behave that way. And our basic human need is to be loved and to be part of a community and to belong. So that's a very big piece. It's trauma from conditioning and patterns.
It's a very fast way to shut someone down, to criticize their laugh, actually. You're so right about that.
Which is something so natural.
Yeah.
And something so healing as well, because the vibration of laughter can really transmute an energetic emotion within. That's why when you notice people going through a deep, intense crying, they can also go immediately to an intense laughing, because emotionally, like physically, it's the same physical reaction, but with a different energetic. So laughter can really transmute that.
It's a really high frequency, actually.
Mm. Yeah, it really is. So one of those pieces is the trauma, being shut down and really not allowing, like separating yourself from that original essence of you. Another part that really happens when we're expressing our voice is controlling. What happens at a throat level is that we, when we speak, we think that our voice is about our throat, but really our voice is about all of our being. Our throat is the expression of an alignment of your entire being, of your chakras being in tune, and where there's no, when there is no disassociation and kind of clashing between the energy of those chakras, the voice can come through. But we think that the voice is just about the throat. And so when we speak, we contract. If you notice, a lot of people contract the voice and contract the throat to speak. And this comes from a place of control. Mm-hmm. So again, controlling what I say, controlling the what comes out, controlling. So that really closes us and contracts our channel, because this is one way of exploring our entire channel.
And that's a little bit the same, right? Because it comes from a pattern when you try to like hold back, or what would somebody else think if I do this or that, or yeah. So it's same, but in a different sort of energy or expression. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the third piece right there. You just said it. It's we have learned what it is to sound good. We have learned what kind of words are good or bad. We have learned what sounding good or bad is. So when we listen to ourselves, when we hear ourselves, we are hearing ourselves from the filter of culture, of society, of what we've learned. And we're hearing ourselves at a very superficial level. We're hearing a tone from a place of judgment. But again, if we go back into the body and we really feel what's behind, that's when we can really start to listen. And I feel like that's at the core of all the chaos and all the miscommunication and all the chaotic drama that can happen around us, is we're not really listening. Because we're listening from the mind, with the judgment, from a place of trigger. We are just reacting to an environment instead of tuning into the body and pausing and tuning into what are you really saying behind what it sounds like.
So, wow, that's really amazing. It's really amazing hearing you talk about it. But I also think about how, especially when I was younger, I would sometimes feel like it was so easy to hear, or I would feel like some people were speaking not through their own voice. I can't really explain what I mean more than, I think it's exactly what you're talking about. Like perhaps they were trying to sound in a specific way. It was usually women, like some of my mother's friends who I believe they were almost putting on a pretend voice, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And now when you say that, I really feel like, yes, it was like I could feel that they weren't speaking from their heart, or they weren't like really truly expressing themselves. They were trying to do something that they felt was, you know, they were trying to speak in a way that felt, you know, that the society thought was appropriate, maybe. I don't know.
I totally get that. And it's very, very important that you bring this up, because that's what starts to create a pattern of shame and guilt. We start to shame ourselves and guilt ourselves from not speaking our truth. So we say something from our mind, and then at one moment in our privacy, we start to feel like, I'm not sure that was what I wanted to say. I'm not sure that's what I really meant, to what I was really feeling. And so we start to shame ourselves and we start to shut ourselves down. So it's important to notice that and to just start to have a little bit of compassion with yourself. And there's this expression of think before you speak, but I always tell people, feel before you speak. Or when someone's like, hey, how do you feel about this? Or what do you think about this? And instead of saying, I'm going to think about it, I always say, I'm going to feel about it.
That's I can also see, like, on my clients, when you have a lot around the throat chakra, you often get, like, you know, rushes around. You get really red when you're speaking and almost afraid of being heard. And it is challenging. I mean, we are also so conditioned to please, that everything should be so nice and appropriate. And I know I had that pattern for such a long time, to just, you know, wanting to say something that feels awkward or that made me feel a certain way. But then I just shut it down because I don't want to, you know, go into conflict or drama. Or so I'm really working with that. Like, okay, I need to, you know, get it out of my system. Otherwise, you can really feel it like pulsating in your throat.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys recognize that, but
I know what you mean. And also, I feel like there's something about when you start thinking about your own femininity, sensuality, all those things, there are like, you know, you have these old, maybe not just patterns, but beliefs about what a lady sounds like. And then it can just become a bit ridiculous.
Yeah. But that's something very important, actually, because if I look at my journey with my voice, the more anchored, like, the voice is really about embodiment. The voice is really about anchoring into your body. And when you are anchored into your body, into the depth of your being, you can start to notice that your body starts to also come into a lower frequency, but a lower tone, and it even slows down a little bit more. And I've noticed that about myself. And I kind of struggled a little bit with my expression in social media, because in social media, everything's so quickly. You have to do a reel in 1 minute, and then you have to, if you do a live, you have to start telling people right away. And I was like, wait, this isn't how I communicate. I like to take my time. I like to be present. I like to be anchored. I like to create a space for us to feel each other. Like, I love this slowness. And so I've had to heal a little bit my relationship with social media, because it was asking an expression of me that didn't feel really anchored. So my voice, the more grounded I am, the more deep it sounds. And that's something that I had to kind of also embrace. Like, this is my anchored voice, even though it sounds deep. But it's not so much, I've learned that it's not so much about how it sounds. It's about how I'm feeling when I am speaking it. Because the way I feel when I am speaking it is what I'm expressing as a vibrational frequency in the world. And so the voice starts with sensation. The sensation is a frequency, and the sensation is who you become. The sensation is what brings what you're thinking. It's what brings what you're feeling, the actions that you take. And then it's who you are. So your voice is actually a whole embodiment piece of who you are being in the world. And that's why it creates your reality, which is very much in line with what we were talking about, the moon.
Mm, exactly what I was thinking about. Like, if we connect the whole energy of this past week and the new moon energy, and like, what is important right now for this new year to really stand in that truth? What would you say, Beatrice, if you just take something with you for those that listen? Like, what can you do? You know, we have that weekly activation where, yeah, you can do something in an action, in an actual action, what would you say?
I would say this is a moment for exploration. I would invite you to explore going again to embodiment practices. Whenever something comes up, explore it. Explore, like follow a little bit of like tracking the energy. Follow that energy to its core. And the invitation is to tune into a place in your body where that is being felt, because that place in our body holds a symbolism. And something that I really love to do, I have a book, it's an amazing book that I recommend it to all of my clients. It's called, I'm gonna share it with you so that you put it in the notes, because I can't really remember the name. I have it in Spanish, but it's like The Sickness as a Pathway. And it shows you every single part of your body and every single expression of your physical body, how it holds an energetic symbolism. And so if you scan your body and you explore your body into a place in your body where you're feeling something intensely, that will give you information of what you are meant to explore deeper. So for example, I've been having real intense back problems, and the back is actually what holds everything. It's what holds your spine. It's what holds your spine into an erect form to be connected to something higher and something bigger. And so I can see how I've been really focusing on evolving in certain ways in the physical realm and disconnecting a little bit from something higher and something bigger. So my invitation is to explore. But there are a couple of pillars that are very important in exploration, which I always bring to my clients. It's four pillars. It's curiosity, compassion, vulnerability, and innocence. Exploration without that can just really hurt yourself and re-traumatize yourself. So that would be my
exploration answer. With kindness. That sounds really brilliant. Do you know, Beatrice, one thing that would be amazing now when you're talking, I'm just thinking about all the wonderful things that I know you do already. But it would be so wonderful as well. I mean, you're our medicine woman sister. It would be so amazing if you also wanted to come and do something for our members on our platform as well, like either a live or a video where people can also practice and kind of get more of an introduction and try all these things, because it seems like everything you're saying is, there's so much in the doing of that, of the being in that. It would be amazing to try, really.
Yeah, it would be my honor. Thank you for inviting me. Yes.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I just have one. I have a final question. Maybe you have more, Annika. But sorry, just going back to one thing about the sound vibrations that I was thinking about also is, how would you say that affects your whole body, you know, with the vibrations? Yeah. That's something that really interests me as well.
Yeah, of course. So vibrations, especially with the voice has, it's these cords that are connected to your vagus nerve, which goes from your throat to kind of like your womb space. And so when you resonate those chords, you are making them vibrate, which emit a frequency that start to create an impact in your entire body. Our body is also filled with water, and water channels vibration and frequency very quickly as well. So that resonance within starts to create a resonance in our entire system. And so it starts to affect the resonance in our organs and in our body and in our heart, and it can really create like the ripple effects, you know, when you drop a little stone in the water and you can see all the ripple effects of the water becoming bigger and bigger. That's exactly what the resonance of the tone and the frequency of your voice does. It starts to create this impact from within. That's why it's important to be really connected in your body when you work with the voice, so that you feel first what is moving, and it can really heal you, because at the base of frequency and vibration is harmony. Everything that is in disharmony is what we then start to feel as a symptom or as a pain or as something that's bothering. So there's a disharmony that's happening there. So all that's asking for is harmony. And harmony happens through vibration and toning. That's why humming and toning to a tone that your body wants to feel in the moment can heal you and can bring harmony to that place in your body. So at the base and at the core of this work and vibrations is to bring our bodies, to bring our chakras, and to bring our system into a state of harmony.
Wow. Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, a lot of people talk about the nervous system, and I know I'm super interested in that as well, and how also, like you say, the vagus nerve is so important when working with the nervous system as well. So, yeah, thank you.
And when you say humming, I'm thinking about like the universal language of how you hum towards your baby, right? To get it to be calm, you're humming.
Yes.
So that's what like every woman in the world is doing automatically. So we already know this. So it's so important to be reminded. Thank you for that, Beatrice.
My pleasure. Thank you for these amazing questions.
And where can they find you?
Yeah, I like to play a lot on Instagram. I think that's where I like to play the most. You can also find a lot of my offers and a lot of the work that I do and the events that I do on my website, beatrizesoto.com. And my Instagram is I am Beatrice Soto.
So we will put all the links below also.
Yeah, and then I'm going to start playing with Medicine Woman as well.
Yes, please.
We create it through our collaboration.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Beatrice, for being here and talking to us. Finally.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
And thank you all of the wonderful people who are listening as well. Thank you for joining us again, and we will see you soon again.
Ja, tack till alla er där hemma, och glöm inte att vintersolståndet är ju snart. Och då har ju vi en online live session som vi vill se alla er där. Så bara gå in på vår hemsida så hittar ni all info där. Så tack till alla er där hemma, and thank you again Beatrice and Åsa. Bye bye.
Bye.
Tack för att du har lyssnat på veckans avsnitt av Medicine Woman Podcast.
Vi skulle bli så glada om du vill dela podden med dina vänner och följa oss på Instagram. Kika gärna in på vår hemsida där du kan bli medlem, hitta våra egna produkter och bli en del av vårt härliga community.
Och glöm inte att du har allt du behöver inom dig.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all menthol body care, and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.